Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us on a very special occasion of Lid Radio, and we are very happy to be bringing you this special episode of the podcast today. And with me is a guest that you might be very well familiar. He was already once a guest on a podcast here, and it is Luca Condosta. How are you today, Luca?
Thanks, we're all good. Yeah,
it's great to have you here back on the podcast. And as you may know, for our audience, Luca joined us once before to talk about Natuzzi, the Italian harmony maker from Lit Publishing, that you can now go pick out and have a great, fantastic, and inspirational story on the company of Natuzzi, its rise, and where it stands today within the global economy and within its own brand as well. Now, the reason for today's podcast, once again, is very special because we have Luca and also Pascal Natuzzi, the founder of Natuzzi, who will be joining us on the podcast to talk a bit about the book, a bit about Natuzzi, and what we have going. But before we get into the conversation with him, Luca, can you perhaps give us a bit of a background on what we talked about last time as a summary, you know, what inspired you to write Natuzzi, your journey?
Yeah, sure, Mira. I think, first of all, it's good to be here because, you know, you can really experience also the whole, let's say, story that we say and we told the book. And then, you know, last time I think we spoke about the journey, why did I write this book, what happened to me, what thrilled me really, and what triggered me to write this book. And also what's special in the production of the sofa, but also what's special when it comes to the brand, when it comes to the furniture you can see, you can touch today. So it was a quite interesting, let's say, start of a conversation about that.
Yeah, of course. And for those listening, you can go back and listen to our conversation, which was a very insightful one. But we are actually here at the launch of Natuzzi, and we are sitting in some amazingly designed furniture here at the flagship Natuzzi shop at Tottenham Court Road in London. And Pascal will be joining us, and we will be talking in depth about the book and of course the company as well. But once again, Luca, I would like to thank you very much for taking the busy time in tonight's great event to come in and give us a bit of an introduction, and we hope that you enjoy our conversation with Pascal as well. Thank you
Mira.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to welcome you to tonight's event to celebrate the launch of Luca Condosta's new book, Natuzzi, the Italian harmony maker. I am Martin Liu, the general manager of Lid Publishing, which is the very fortunate publisher of Luca's book. And tonight, I also have the great pleasure of introducing to you our three special guests who will be talking about the book and the Natuzzi story. So, on my left here is Mr. Pasquale Natuzzi, an entrepreneur and designer, and of course, the founder and chairman of the Natuzzi Group. I'm very much a central figure, not just in Luca's book, but of course in today's global furniture industry. I just wanted to say, Mr. Natuzzi, it's such a great pleasure to have you here tonight. Thank you so much for being with us here tonight.
It's my pleasure, thank you.
And then we have, on my further left, Ms. Vanessa Brady, who has kindly agreed to moderate tonight's discussion with our guests. Thank you very much for doing that, Vanessa. Vanessa is a multi-award-winning interior designer. She's also a business consultant and also the founder of the Society of British and International Design. In 2014, Vanessa was awarded an OBE for her services in interior design and the UK economy. And then we have our author of the evening in the center, Luca Condosta. Luca is a group vice president at ABB. He lives and works in Switzerland, and he also holds a PhD in business administration and management. So as you're going to hear more from our three guests, Luca's passion for business and visionary people led him into the world of Natuzzi and eventually to writing this book about the company and the founder. Well, I have to say, I mean, it was an absolute pleasure working with Luca on writing and creating this book. Business biographies form a very strong part of Lid Publishing's book program. But I think what really stands out in Luca's book is that it tells an incredible story of a passionate team of people who went on to create a highly successful multinational company, but with a strong emphasis on corporate social responsibility. It's a very engaging and insightful book that Luca has written. And, well, on behalf of everyone here tonight, Luca, I would just like to offer you our warmest congratulations on the book's publication.
Thanks a lot.
And for everyone here tonight, there are copies of the book for you to take home with you tonight, so please don't forget to do so. And you know, we very much hope that you'll enjoy reading it. And if you do, please don't hesitate to tell your friends and colleagues and neighbors about it. So also, I mean, finally, I just want to thank our friends from Nitusi for kindly hosting tonight's event. I mean, a book launch is usually held in the bookstore, of course, but given the nature of Luca's book, we thought by having it here, it would give you a much more rounded experience of what the book is really about. So thank you all for attending tonight. I'm going to now hand over to Vanessa, but before doing so, please give our special guest tonight a warm welcome.
Thank you. I feel a little bit rude sitting down on a sofa, which seems rude not to in a furniture store. You know? So thank you very much for inviting me this evening. And it's really good to see a book anyway, because to have any book published in today's world is a great thing, because we all think everything's in IT and that it's all online. So a book is a great thing to have anyway. And as a designer, I started out 30 years ago looking at all different types of furniture and different things. And I've watched a company like Natuzzi grow and grow. And it's in every street, every high street, in every great city, you'll find this store. And you'll find constant innovation. Even in the corner where you look and you see how they've grasp the future, and you can put your phone into this and change the color of everything. So really keeping ahead of, you know, the industry and leading the industry into the way our, you know, our lifestyle has changed over the last, you know, 20, 30 years, and actually staying ahead of that and still making a business grow is something that's a great story to tell. So my first question would be, you know, for Lucas, we could sit down, or shall we stand?
Shall we sit?
I don't know. Shall we stand? I think we should sit on the furniture.
Let's
because
enjoy, let's
I,
enjoy the
I think
sofa,
we should.
Guys.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I want to enjoy, yeah.
So, Luca, when you started writing this book, you're Italian, you didn't know each other before you started writing the book, and it's not your background. You're not an author as such. This is so. What inspired you to write this book?
Yeah, very good question, and I'm very pleased to answer this question, because many of you have already asked me, and then I say, okay, guys, hold on, and I'll make sure you get an answer a little bit later. So I give you three hints. Maybe the first one is that, as Martin said, I'm a finance guy. So I work in ABB, I'm sitting in Zurich, and I coordinate North America and Northern Europe for ABB. So I have nothing to do with what you see inside here. The second thing is that I'm Italian, I come from Bari, a city very close to where Natuzzi is from, but also in this case have nothing to do with what you see here. And the third thing is that, you know, while traveling, you know, 5 years ago in North America, I really discovered a lot of colleagues of mine pushing me and pushing me basically to know Natuzzi and to talk about Natuzzi and enjoy the world of Natuzzi. And then, you know, something strange came to my mind, and then I said, okay, let me write an email to them, let's see if they reply. And I still have to thank two people. One of them is in the room, is Vito Basile and Renato Quaranta, because I sent a letter, an email actually, I went digital, no, Vanessa, sorry, to the press office. And then, you know, we met each other for Christmas. We start talking a little bit about Natuzzi, about the story. And, you know, when you talk to someone that tells you a story that, you know, really has something magic in it, then you say, okay, I want to know more, let's have another drink, I want to know more, no? And they start bombarding me with material from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and so on, and I got really inspired, and then I said, you know, I found really an interesting story, and I have a strong belief that, you know, in life, when you find a story, if you don't write it down, or if you don't tell to your friend, the story got lost. So I said, those guys, I think they deserve a book. So that's how it came out, and I know, as a finance person, it's strange, but
But that's good because it means you did it in a very measured way. And, you know, Pascal started the company and made it, you know, grew it into such a large size business, when I always thought of Natuzzi as Italian leather furniture, sofas, but you do so many other things. So before I come to you on that, why did you write about these beautiful products, or what did you learn when you were writing about them?
I mean, you will find in the book, I was trying to pick on the way here a couple of stories about the Natuzzi brand, but also about the story itself, no? So we'll find a lot of stories in the book. So we'll find the story that I called The Revenge of Women. We'll find another story that is about, you know, the fight to resist. You will find another story that I called The Colors of Butterflies. But I want to mention you two stories that are very close to my heart, no? And one story is about leadership, and another story, so if you give me really 5 minutes, another story is about the way they produce this amazing product here, no? So the story about the leadership is basically told in an article from Forbes, no? And it's about when Pasquale Natuzzi went first time in US or in the Americas in general, no? And tells about the fact that Pasquale Natuzzi went to Canada, you know, for a generic kind of fair. And then, you know, went there, basically, you know, it was in the 90s, so, you know, the period where everybody was dreaming about the American dream, exporting down there and so on. And then, you know, he ended up in Canada. I don't remember exactly the city. And then basically they say something like, you know, he realized that it was a normal generic fair, no? So nothing really to do with his spirit, entrepreneurial spirit, and so on. And then he said to himself, you know, since I'm in the America, let me try to go south. Let me try to go to New York, you know, this American dream, no? And let me try to explore also the big department store.
Oh, but probably you don't know the story.
Go.
You know,
sure. Another book coming on.
You can tell the story. Yeah, you can tell the story. Yeah,
okay, no, the reality is that I was invited by Institute Commerce, Foreign Commerce, which is ICE in Italy, and I believe we have the people here, the director from this office, who promotes, you know, the Italian company overseas. And they, I'm talking about the 1980, which means 38 years ago. So 38 years ago. And they said, you know, we would like you to attend an exhibition in Montreal. I said, wow. You know, to do business in America was one of my dream. I said, okay. So, and I started to do some research about style, lifestyle, you know, home and things like that, in order to said I needed to develop a product that, you know, would be attractive for the American market. And that's what I did. But as a matter of fact, that 2 months before the fair was probably September, October, because the fair was planned in January, they said that something wrong happened, so and the fair we wouldn't attend anymore. I said, Jesus, I've done all this job developing a product for the fair, and now, you know, nothing will happen. So I will go there, I said, anyway, at least I go there, I will look at the fair, and eventually for next year I will organize on my own. So I booked the ticket, was 980,000 lire, close to 1 million, the old Italian currency, which means 500 euro. But 38 years ago, exchange rate. But I mean, still, we are talking about 500 euro or 450 pounds. And I booked the flight back and forward, and 7 days at the hotel. When I went there, I visited the fair for 2 hours. I said there were yellow small chicken, I said, and tractors. It was, I mean, for the farmer, not for us. I said, Jesus, yeah, I came here to waste my time. I need to go back home, but unlikely, you know, I could do that after 1 week. What am I going to do here now? And there was some 5 feet snow. It was so cold in January in Montreal. So while I was walking in the streets, I saw a travel agency. It was an advertising $99 for New York back and forward, and two nights at Hilton Hotel. Hilton Hotel. I said, Jesus, let me go and see New York. I never been there. So that's how come that I went there for 2 days, and then I visited, you know, and the story is there. I mean, I don't want to bore you.
No, I mean, you know the story better than me for sure, yeah. No, but
you would interview me.
No, you're right. No, but the good story, and I mean that's why I wanna explain you why it's a leadership story, because basically went to Macy's, you know, and then you know when you enter in a shop, you know, sometimes you just go, you see something that maybe you can also do, and then you say, okay, I'm too shy to ask, but you know sometimes you really see the Italian flavor in this, no? So I went to the shop assistant, asking basically, you know, to talk to a buyer, no? And then basically now I don't know exactly when this is happened, but basically you know, with the tenacity and with the determination of that sometimes we have in the south of Italy, you know, we really want to make it happen, we really want to prove that we can do it, you know. He basically got a contact with a buyer, and this was completely dynamite in the book you will read, because this generated really the explosion of the American market for Natuzzi. And I think this story tells me a lot about the leadership. So when you know what you have, and if you know your cards, you know, just play, because something's going to happen. If not today, maybe tomorrow, but something's going to happen. So this story really thrilled me, because it's really something that you can apply also to your life. You can apply to furniture, but you can apply also in ABB, the company where I work on.
So is this the Natuzzi revolution?
Yeah, I would say so. What do you think, Pasquale?
You know... To be honest, I believe I should, because it's also my dream one day to write book. I will write book on you, because you know.
Are you sure?
Because this is unbelievable. You know, you are a finance guy, and you got in love with Natuzzi, and you wrote a book on Natuzzi. You know, this is something really unbelievable. Congratulations, because you know I read some chapter.
You're gonna buy the book, huh?
You know, I believe that the evolution is still there. I mean, to be honest, I always prefer to forget what I've done so far, and I look always what I'm going to do tomorrow, which challenge I'm going to face for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pasquale, what do you mean by harmony?
Harmony? Okay. Harmony, it's a combination of style and function.
Okay.
You know, when you design a product, if you privilege the design, you penalize the comfort.
Yes.
And vice versa. If you privilege the comfort, you penalize the design. And the challenge is to privilege design and function together. All right.
Well,
you never would imagine that, you know, a sofa like this could really allow you to take a nap, to relax, to read, to watch television, and then to combine style, function, material, and color to create a harmony.
So multifaceted.
And that's, you know, to create, to harmonize everything together. Obviously, this is my way of understanding the harmony. Not everybody likes, but, you know, based on the success of our brand, I must say that, you know, I believe I identified really the taste of many, many people who prefer, you know, combination of color and material, design and function, that really makes people happy when they spend time home. I mean, so that's the...
Very often, people don't know what they want, they just know what they don't want. And finding the solution is the most expensive process of, you know, creating a prototype, it doesn't work, and then the other... I mean, but so what's driven you to continue all these years? Because you clearly love it, but what drives you every day to still get up and want to design new more furniture?
Certainly, it's. I mean, first of all, you need to. You need to be ahead. You need to be always. You know, you need to attract the consumer. Life moves so fast.
Yes.
today technology, new technology, people live differently from yesterday. And the economic situation changed around the world, and you should have, you should understand what's going on, and try always, you know, to update yourself and your home, or the home proposal, the product proposal, should be consistent with really the time that we live today. So that's primarily. Then obviously there are other fundamental reasons. And when you own, when you manage company like our size with 5,000 people, you have a responsibility, you know, to to keep the company, you know, at the brand going, you know, forward, because you have a responsibility with the 5,000 families.
But to grow from an idea into employing and changing the lives of 5,000 families, yeah, into how many countries around the world is Natutsi?
We are everywhere. Obviously, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. You know, I mean, times and I mean, passion, determination. It's just a matter of DNA.
I agree. I think it's something that makes a person, because you are describing yourself as a designer and you're a problem solver and you're a money man, and yet you're a money man. So you both have done the same thing but differently. And
yeah, it's true.
It's true.
It's true. And you know, Vanessa, when he talks about harmony, for example, something that, you know, is in the book and is coming from the interview with people working now for Natuzzi or have worked in the past for Natuzzi, is really about, you know, how important for them is you know, the DNA of the company, the values, you know, everything which is, you know, what I call there the colors of butterfly, you know, is really about, you know, corporate social responsibility. So, you know, putting the company in the middle and make sure that the harmony is inside the company, is with the customer, and you go and you touch this stuff. Also, when you, you know, when you supply the product from your supplier, so it's really, you really feel that a lot of people, they're not talking about, oh, the company I work for, they call about my company, you know, so you really feel this proudness when you talk to this.
They take ownership.
Exactly, you really feel this kind of, you know, sense of proud, and then on the other side, also sense of responsibility to make something which is really valuable for the customer. And that's where I think the big delta between this brand and another brand is, because there is a lot of substance behind the brand itself.
So how did you consult after you did all your research and you traveled around? How did you consult? Did you go to the factory? And
yeah, the factory visit, I have to say, now maybe you will tell me the right story, but I will tell you the way I wrote, I read the factory visit. So the factory of Natuzzi, I mean, I work in ABB. We also have factories, and the factories sometimes are really, you know, kind of dirty. You find what you find in a normal factory, no manufacturing process. But the Natuzzi factory is a little bit different, and I'll tell you why. And this is a paradox you will find in the book. Because the process starts basically, and I visited the new manufacturing plant in San Telmo. The process starts with a box, which is full of leather and all the materials that basically already had the writing on it, which says, from this moment, my work is in your hand. Please take care of it. So, woof, you already feel the pressure of it, no? And then basically you see those people sewing the leather, no? So it's a very artisanal kind of production, no? You see these people sewing manually the leather, but at the same time you see on the screen an AutoCAD design on how the final product will look like. And also you see on the other screen something like, you know, the counter of how much is the standard, you know, time for produce this kind of sofa, which, you know, for someone working in finance basically means just in time, yes, production, or let's say lean production and so on. So it's really a paradox, because you see a lot of manual stuff mixed with a lot of technological stuff. But then you would say, okay, this is it. No, because then the magic starts when everything is in the box again, because they have a belief. I mean, talking with the people working in this manufacturing plant, they say to me, oh, we have a belief. And I say, okay, which one? That the product or the sofa never has to touch the ground. So what do you mean? And so after, you know, all everything has been sewed together, then you start seeing this sofa flying over there, and then getting assembled, and then touch the ground only at the end of the lean production, which is kind of amazing, but also at the same time tells you how valuable is for them, you know, the experience of the customer.
Respect.
How respect they have also for the people that they don't have to lay down, but also you really how, you know, what's behind the furniture and then what's behind really product. You know, really seeing, I never saw a sofa flying in my life, but I saw, I can say, in San Teramo, and that was when I said it's going to land someday. He landed there, and it's amazing. So it's really amazing, the whole paradox you experience down there.
That's fantastic. So, Pascal, do all your family still work in the factory? I mean, in the business?
I have 5 children, uh-huh. 3 children. They already work in the factory.
Very good. That's a very nice discipline, because a lot of people, when they're successful, the next generation are not encouraged to work, and they become a little bit, you know, crazy, lost.
My 5 children, they all love the company. But the company is well managed by the managers. We are listed at the New York Stock Exchange since 25 years now. So, we are a public company, and it's still family managed with the same passion. So, and we have been able also to get involved our 5,000 people emotionally for the company. This is something for the brand. This is very important.
When you can sell the culture and the passion that you feel to each of those people, it's really powerful. So there's something always very special in the people that have that skill. Yeah. So to keep your wife and children still working all these years is a good thing.
Give them a good example.
Yes, exactly.
Show them how to do it, and they will follow you.
Okay.
Difficult.
So what's next for Natuzzi?
Next, we are working on a smart home. Technology. We are going to present in April in Milano.
Salone.
In co-marketing with LG.
Oh.
LG, the Korean
electrical
company. Mm-hmm. We are going to present the first living room with a smart technology, where we don't need to touch a button anymore. And say, I need to read, the sofa will listen to you and position the sofa. You will read, bring down the curtains.
Wow!
Turn off the lights, and everything will happen immediately.
Wow!
So that's.
Fantastic.
Smart, we will start with the smart living and then expand also on smart home. In addition to new color and new, everything. And we are introducing also some new designer, Marcel Wanders from Holland.
From Holland?
Holland, yes.
Oh, not Italy.
Also, we are a global company.
Very good.
Now we are getting involved architects and designers from all over the world.
All over the world.
Because they also decorate, home,
different ways.
Consumer home. We cooperate together.
Excellent.
Designer and company. So we are a global company, and we work on global basis also with architects.
So do you only manufacture in Italy, or do you have other sites?
In Italy, we manufacture everything that is, shown in Natuzzi Italia store. Then we have the second brand, which is a Natuzzi edition, and we have a factory in China for Asia Pacific, factory in Brazil for South America, and factory in Romania for Europe, Middle East, and Africa.
My goodness, I can't believe that you're so expanded. So yes, and what factories did you visit then, Luca?
I visited the one in Italy because I was, clearly going there for near this amazing landscape here, and that's the one that I visited. Yeah, it is in the new lean production, just in time, and so on. Yeah.
So will there be a sequel?
I don't know. Let's see how it goes. Let's see. But I'm very positive, really, about the book. And the funny part is that many people, they say to me, okay, why did you write the book? And I say, guys, it's really, for me, it's really outstanding what they've done, and it's really remarkable. as a person from these places, that no award sometimes is also to stay in those places, no, and to make it happen down there is really, you know, for me it's really astonishing. And I would say, really, as I wrote in the book, this will be one of the first book where the author is gonna ask the, you know, main character of the book, please, can you sign me the book? And that's what I'm gonna do, right? You know, immediately after, no, because I'm really, you know, amazed at what they did.
Excellent. Well, you've been very kind to gift in a goodie bag a copy of the book, so everybody who's here tonight gets a copy free of charge. But you can buy more copies online at Amazon or actually in any Natuzzi store. So actually, I think if you go and read, and it's not so thick that you won't get through it, it's just thick enough that it's a story. So I wish you good luck with its success, and I'm sure it will be. And I noticed on the front that you have the image of the Revive. And the Revive, I have that chair, and it's amazing. The only thing is that when you sit in it, you don't remember much after 5 minutes because the mouth drops and the head goes. So you really do rest. Anyway, it was really great. Thank you so much. And
thanks
good
a
luck
lot,
with
Vanessa.
The book.
Thanks everyone for coming.